You have one new message. 2:52 a.m.
Hey, boss. Or, Mr. Z. Pick up over there, please. Alright, well, sorry to bother you at home, but you always said not to talk on the cell about the extermination business, and those last couple of roaches you sent me after over at that cookhouse, they got me rethinking my whole joie de vivre, you know what I'm saying? That lanky kid with the pirate earrings? Tweaker must have been iced out like 3 days running. Turned out he was packing chrome and kept me right in the fucking shoulder before I could even clear my throat. I don't know how those process servers do it. I'm going to be jerking off left-handed for a month. Anyway, so I've been talking to Nick Fleming over at the Post-Dispatch, a guy that writes for the crime section. He's been nosing around those bodies stacking up out there in St. Charles. I told him I was going to be calling you with this, and he said I should just start with the most important part and work my way down to the minutiae. Like peeling an onion, he said. I guess the idea is that if you're lard ass should keel over before I get to the stuff about Mrs. Z, well, at least you'd have gotten the gist. He also thought using words like minutiae you'd find insulting, but that ain't my style. Guy's a prick, what can I say? Long story short, I'm out, Z. Retired. You shouldn't have any trouble finding anybody. I mean, economy's in the shitter. There's plenty of glass circulating out there. If you can just keep your crew off the pipe and on the routes, it'll be business as usual. Now that other guy, Jack Sparrow's partner, he didn't fare so well. Heard he burned half his face off trying to flush the lab when some cops came knocking. Now, whether he rolled on you or not, couldn't say. Let's see, what else? I guess while I'm in a resignation kind of mood, you ought to know, I didn't appreciate you talking to my ex. Fucking threaten our kid like that? The hell's wrong with you? I never disrespected your old lady. Even if she was the kind of gal I could drizzle in marshmallow fluff and take a creme brulee torch to. That shit'll heal. But mine? She's talking about revoking my visitation, man. Now look, I get that my country ass is the last one you want to be seeing, and believe me, it's mutual. I also ain't so naive as to think there's ever such a thing as a clean break in this biz, so I left something over there last time, and you can just keep it, call it even, sort of a reverse severance package, I guess. I'm just trying to think what I did with it. Master bedroom, I know that. You on the cordless? Hey, you go in there, and it's under the bed, passenger side. No, wait. Nightstand drawer, yeah. I would have got it engraved for you, but, well, you understand. You like that? Probably still some butane left in there. Sorry about the smell. Like Cajun pork chops dredged in sulfur. But if you look out the window there, you should be able to see how to get rid of that. I imagine I'm waving to you, yeah? Am I waving? No? That's because my 45 takes both hands, motherfucker.